can I tell you what I hate, but I also do? You know I'm a hypocrite, right? Yeah. I am the worst. I'm the worst. And everything you say about me online, you're accurate. I am that guy. Any opinion I have, tear me down for it, because I believe the other thing you believe also.
100%. Cheers.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to The Lawyer and His Defendant.
Yep.
My name's Bert. I'm the defendant. This is Tom. He's my lawyer.
I'm legal counsel.
And he will be representing me in this case of, Tom, what law did I break today? I'm guessing it's a DUI. because I'm partying, fuckers.
Public drunkenness.
Hey, if you want to drink along with me, let's see if you can keep up, okay? I'm going to see how fucked up I can get.
What are you going to go for?
I'm going to really put an edge on it. I got to quit drinking next week, so.
Why next week?
Just powerful.
Sorry?
I'm reclaiming my power.
Oh, you are?
Yep, I'm reclaiming my power.
Okay.
I watched a real drug addict be powerless to their themselves.
Where'd you watch it?
At a party with Oliver Stone.
Was that at your house?
Whatever.
No?
I could have really used you there.
How come?
I fucked it up bad.
Ollie?
Oh, so bad.
Wait, where was it at your house?
It was. Let's get me more buzz before we talk about this.
Okay.
I'd like to get as drunk as I was then, as I shit showed myself in front of everyone to Oliver Stone.
What'd you do? Have a drink.
I haven't smoked my first cigarette in like 20 years.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
They're good for you.
I can't believe I can't. I'm smoking them like I'm in ninth grade again. Do you remember the first time you smoked a cigarette?
Well, I couldn't do it correctly for a while.
Me? I couldn't. But your lungs, it takes a little bit. For your lungs to get there, right?
You got to grow up. Yeah.
Did you want one? Or you're my lawyer. I'll just
yeah. I like looking nice.
Do you remember where you were? Hey, remind me to tell you about watching Madea with a black family.
Okay.
Do you remember where you were? Your first cigarette? Motherfucker, why can't I get the sentence out? Do you remember where you were when you had your first cigarette?
No, not really. No.
When you inhaled for the first time?
Well, I mean, I kept doing it incorrectly. And then I remember when I started smoking for real, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. It was in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I was 25.
Wait, what? Wait, hang on. Whoa, 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 whoa. Back it up.
Yeah.
You sound like the Greek girl that was like, I'm a virgin, but I let him fuck me in the ass.
I know. Well, here's what happened. I had tried to smoke, like, in high school, college, you know, people... Friends love their cigarette. I'd be like, let me try it. I would be like, I just caught. Yeah. Like, I can't do this. And then I was so depressed where I needed some type of job. And I got a job as a messenger in LA where like they give you, hey, drop these letters off, you know, these documents.
Yeah.
Pick them up in Santa Monica, drop them off in Burbank at 4. You're just like, you just drive all day, and the money was so, so terrible. But I was just like, what am I doing? You know?
How much did you weigh at the time? You were in good shape.
Oh.
This is skinny Tom.
Yeah, this is probably
full head of hair, jawline, Tom.
Yeah, and probably starting to go downhill though. Like, and I'm in that, and you're driving, but you're driving in. You're not driving fun driving. You're driving in traffic, and then you just walk in and be like, "Here's these documents," and then they'd be like, "You made $8." You know, it was so depressing, and I started smoking.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like became like a.
It's the greatest thing when you. I had a runner job like that, and smoking was the funnest thing in the world. I remember. Low level of Bert's life, coming out of a building and seeing that little cigarette thing and seeing a half one and then lighting it back up and finishing someone's cigarette. It's before coronavirus. It's before coronavirus when we were all Christians and we were just fighting the commies.
You would smoke other people's cigarettes?
Yeah, yeah.
You're nasty, well, dude.
Especially if they had lipstick on them. It was like we were making out. It's like I was making out with a whore. A whore. A whore.
That's pretty hot, huh?
Yeah. What term? What do you like, slut or whore better? I love slut. I think slut's the coolest word.
I like slut.
Slut comes out so quick.
Slut, like you can use affectionately.
Like, wait, you walk up to a bunch of Girl Scouts. What's up, sluts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we? What is it called? Lance, a Girl Scout manager, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, first time I smoked a cigarette.
She manages those little sluts. Yeah.
They're gonna get so upset.
Yeah,
yeah. She is. What do they call it? Boothing. She booths.
You like to whisper and like, are you a little slut? You like to
no,
do that?
I like calling people sluts.
Yeah,
I love the word cunt. And you know, people really get offended by that word.
I've heard this. Yeah,
it's so fucking crazy. It's just like I say cunt a lot.
It's just a word.
Just a word.
N word, right?
No, well, I mean.
Just a word. Eh? What's the problem? Because you're always telling me, you're always like, look, man.
I know!
you're like, there's black people.
Do you think?
You're like, there's two different kinds.
You know, did you see Kamau Bell's documentary on Bill Cosby?
W. Kamau Bell?
Yeah, W. Kamau Bell. I'm sorry, Kamau. Yeah.
I have not seen it. No.
It's fucking really good.
I've heard this from multiple sources.
It's really fucking good.
We need to talk about Cosby. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, we need to talk about Cosby.
Yeah.
And it's fucking good, man. And he's getting a lot of hate on it because I guess.
Where can you see it?
On Showtime. Kamau's an interesting fucking dude, man. He's a really bright guy. And what's funny is he was born a meathead's body. You know what I mean? He's a fucking big dude.
He's a big dude.
He doesn't have to be smart. He could have just been a dude.
Why did you fucking read?
Yeah.
Kamau? He's a big dude.
But what's interesting is it's a fucking fascinating documentary. They talk about Hannibal a little bit.
Oh, right. Because like that's what first kind of got things on people's radar again.
I've never talked to Hannibal
just
about
the fact,
that. Talked to him about it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, a while ago. And he talked about in his act and like on stage, he would talk about people then, you know, giving him shit about it too.
Yeah, well, I guess in the culture, it's like snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
And it is complicated. And I have to say this, and Kamau, I'm just going to call him Kamau so that when I'm not being disrespectful, but Kamau points this out is that Bill Cosby did so much for black people. Hmm. What are you laughing? Did I say something horrible, Nadav?
No, you're good.
Okay. Just let me know if I say something horrible. I'm pretty fucking lit today. But he did so much for the advancement of black people in Hollywood. He really did, and he didn't ask for any accolades. He didn't bring it up. The one big one they talk about, this is fucking crazy. Stuntmen before Bill Cosby were just white dudes painted black. Not brown, black. They just covered them in black. Like fucking paint, and they're like, "You'll do. Just jump off that train." And Bill Cosby's like, "How about we hire a black dude for this?" And they're like, "I don't know. We're more comfortable painting white people black." And Bill Cosby changed that. He changed that. So it is complicated because I'll tell you, man, Cosby Show was a big deal for me.
Cosby Show? Yeah, it was huge.
I wanted my dad to be like Bill Cosby, like for real. Like I thought He was like the coolest dad in the world.
It was great. The show is it's phenomenal.
Such sitcom. A fantastic
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
And then Jerry Seinfeld.
You know
says
that he would watch rehearsal. So like on sitcoms, you know, you have like your table read days, and then you have the like the shoot day. They run the scenes, right?
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, you'd still have like maybe your script. Da, 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 you're saying your lines and. They're blocking it out, and then the director's like, drop that line, let's do this. Cosby would stand with the director and watch them do the scene. So he would, and then he would be like calculating, you know, how to play the scene with, and he wouldn't be in it. Like, he wouldn't be rehearsing with them. So he was also like fresher on those takes and dropping lines and stuff that he thought was funny, you know.
It's pretty undeniable what he did when you watch this talk. You're like, what's so funny is that the media didn't cover it quite as honestly as this doc covers it. Like you, the first chick, one of the first chicks he assaulted, comes on. She's so crystal clear about what happened to her that no one in the history of the world could ever watch that and not go, oh yeah. She was sexually assaulted. No one.
Yeah.
And the media kind of gave it like, the media played both sides of it in a weird way.
Really?
I remember them when it started coming out, there were people saying, I want to say like, allegedly, but like, I want to say Whoopi Goldberg defended Bill Cosby.
Well, everybody.
Like, it was like, hold on. These are accusations. And what's insane to me is, you know, obviously, and it's like, where is Whoopi Goldberg when that happens to other people? Because this was pretty crystal clear. I don't mean to shit on Whoopi Goldberg. I like Whoopi Goldberg a lot. I like her a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a prolific rapist. I mean,
dude, his numbers are like,
yeah.
I mean, it's like astronomical.
Yeah. And he was like,
did he not have sex if they weren't drugged?
I don't think so. I think that's the thing is like people always said, you know, why if you're famous and wealthy,
60 women accused him. And what they say in the doc, if it's 60 that accused him, you know there's at least 120.
Of course. But you know I'm saying people always talk about if he's famous and wealthy, he can have sex with
anyone.
All kinds of women. And it's true, but the thing is,
I'm no Bill Cosby, and there's a bunch of eights out there that would fuck me.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He doesn't want that. What he enjoyed was drugging and raping. That's what he liked. So that's why he did that. And not just be like, oh, hey, I'm a celebrity.
It's so fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Do you think if he had never gone anti-black, meaning like when he started coming out against black culture?
Well, like lecturing, there's that famous, what are you naming these kids?
Pound cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Pound cake speech.
Right, and he's like, you know. Yeah, he's like my.
Do you think if he had never done that, then Hannibal never would have had a problem with him?
Yeah, well, he.
And if Hannibal hadn't spoke up, nothing would have come of this.
Maybe. We don't know that.
No, we can pretty much certainly
really?
Say. Oh, yeah, 100%. There's no way. If Hannibal hadn't brought this up, it would have been swept under the rug. He already had a deal over at NBC to do another sitcom. He had a deal at NBC.
But we
to
don't
do
know.
Sitcom.
What I'm saying is, do we know?
Oh, pound keek space, babe. God damn it. Am I having strokes? It's like. I think faster than I talk. So what does he say? Do it in Bill Cosby speech. Go ahead, Tom. But these people, the ones up here in the balcony, fought so hard. I think I'm turning into not Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
They're not stealing Coca-Cola's.
Yeah, okay. That's what he said. People are getting shot in the back of the head over a piece of pound cake.
No one's shooting anyone over a piece of pound cake.
We all run and are outraged. The cops shouldn't have shot him. What the hell was he doing with the pound cake in his hand? I wanted a piece of pound cake just as bad as anybody else, and I looked at it, and I had no money, and something called parenting said, if you get caught with it, you're going to embarrass your mother. No, you're going to get your butt kicked. No, you're going to embarrass your family. Yeah, but I remember there was a thing, the Hannibal thing where he was like, I hate these older black guys who are like, oh, pull your pants up, like, because I think, you know, Cosby made some
comments about that.
But I don't know.
What's interesting is that had his son never been murdered, Mm-hmm. I don't think Bill Cosby would have. It's interesting, the sliding door effect that if his son had never been murdered by some fucking, well, I don't even know what color the person that killed his son was. I think his might have been a gangbanger. I'm guessing only because it was the early 90s, and that seemed like Ennis was his name.
Yeah, Ennis Cosby.
Sad that his son, that's really horrific. The murder of Ennis Cosby.
Wasn't he murdered by a Russian guy?
No.
Am I wrong?
No. Oh, yeah, I mean, that could be.
Yeah. Oh, Ukrainian born. Mikhail.
I wouldn't say Marhasev. That's, you can't say
that's
that.
That's what it says.
You can't say that.
Sorry.
Just say he's a white guy.
High on drug. Oh, he was high. Approach to rob him. Shit.
Guy's in prison. So wait, so it had nothing to do with Ennis Cosby. Ennis Cosby was killed by a Ukrainian?
Yeah.
Why the fuck didn't his pound cake speech? How weird would that be now?
What, to give that
Bill
speech?
Bill Cosby also gave an anti-Ukrainian speech. Well, I guess we can't make jokes about that. All right, anyway, it's a good doc. It's a good doc. It's a good doc. And W. Kamau, I'm just going to say fucking Kamau. Kamau does a great job. Just does a great job. And I apologize, Kamau. You can call me Brent Crystals all you want. It does a great job. It really is a fantastic documentary. And I don't think he planned on being in the documentary, meaning voicing in it, but his involvement really brought it to life, I thought.
Yeah.
Because I know him, and I know his brain. I know how his brain thinks. So it was kind of nice to have his voice in there.
Yeah. Is it a multi-part series?
Four episodes.
Oh, it's four episodes. Okay.
Yeah. Do you watch Tam and Pommy?
Tam and Pommy?
I mean, someone's going to fucking call me out on this episode and go, Bert, you got to stop drinking. You're not talking right.
They do that every episode. But
Pam and Tommy.
I have not seen that. No, I'm watching what am I watching? The Anna thing on Netflix. What's it called? Inventing Anna. Yeah.
You mean the number one trending show on Netflix?
Okay.
Which
sure.
is Madea.
No, it's Inventing Anna.
No, it's Madea. Go to Netflix right now. The number one trending show on Netflix is Madea.
Okay.
Tyler Perry is a goddamn genius.
Well, yeah.
Tyler Perry, we need to follow Tyler Perry's lead.
And do what he did?
100%.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the brilliance of this fucking movie?
Yeah.
Tell me.
First and foremost, he gets a bunch of very talented actors to go in. And by the way, I apologize, Tyler, if I'm whittling down the brilliance of what you do into what me and him think. But like, very, very talented actors to go into a scene and fuck around, have fun. I think they have a script. They kind of play around with the script a little bit. And they just bust balls and have fun. It's so good. And he has great characters that are the archetypes of like Uncle Joe is Archie Bunker, mm-hmm. right? Oh shit, my dad's calling me. Hold on. Hey, I went to last night. It was fucking amazing.
I know. I got a bunch of texts from you.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty amazing food, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm doing Two Bears with Tom right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll talk to you later. See
right.
ya.
Love you. Bye. It's weird that I say I love you and he doesn't say I love you back.
I thought about that. Yeah.
I love you. He's like, cool. But what Tyler Perry's done is he has created, it's almost like a sitcom in a movie. Like, you know the characters, you know, you love the characters. I only saw it. I saw my first Madea. Have you ever seen a Madea movie?
I've seen bits and pieces. I have not seen the whole thing. What is, it's number three, right? Is that a new thing?
It's brand new. Brand new. Madea, I think.
I just want to
comes
point
out of the closet.
I just want to point out that Inventing Anna's in front of it.
What is Madea at right now?
Three.
What's the name of it? Madea Homecoming. Yeah,
it's a new one. It's a new one.
Yeah. And by the way,
is this what you watched?
I watched it. It's awesome. It's awesome. But I want to preface it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's not going to sound right.
Okay.
This is why they love you, Bert.
It's Uncle Joe is fucking hilarious.
Uncle Joe is a character.
Uncle Joe's Madea. Well, he's Tyler Perry.
Okay.
And the character's racist, sexist, homophobic.
Amazing.
So he's just fucking. I mean, like, it's the things that
is
you're
that
not
Uncle
supposed
Joe
to
right
say.
There?
Yeah, Uncle Joe's in a Black Lives Matter. He goes to fucking dinner. They go to Red Lobster, right? Red Lobster. And one of the cousins is, first of all, Uncle Joe hits on his grandniece. He hits on her. He's like, I wouldn't mind hitting that shit. And they're like, we're kin. And he's like, I don't care. Blood doesn't matter. Like, is it fucking Uncle Joe says everything? It's a great character. It's a great character. And what Tyler Perry does in this movie is he, and I haven't seen the whole movie. I passed out on the plane while I tried to watch the rest of it. What he does is he sets up great plot devices where you don't know where it's going.
Yeah.
You don't know. Like he sets it up where you go, they're gay. And then halfway through, you're like, are they gay or is the dad gay? But Uncle Joe is fucking hilarious. And so is Madea. Dude, I enjoyed it. Now, I got to preface this. I saw the movie with a large black family. So I think that might have
influenced it.
Because when you watch it.
How did you watch this with a black family?
So David Lucas, we were in Macon, Georgia. And David Lucas was working with us that weekend. And he said, my family's in Macon. We'd love to cook you guys lunch. And so we go to his mom's house. By the way, I don't want to tell David Lucas' story, but it's so fucking fascinating. Mom's got a great fucking house. All the family lives together, like big, almost like a compound. It's really fucking badass. It really is fucking badass. So when he says, you're coming to my mom's house, we came. His uncle was there. His auntie was there. Everyone was there. Like, kids were there. It was fucking awesome.
And you just went, like, midday?
Midday. Had some trout and some redfish and deep fried cheese grits. Cold beers, tequila.
Nice.
Shopping for Mother's Day is usually a challenge because I always wait until the last minute, but Macy's Gift Finder makes it an incredible, fast, and easy way to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. You can shop by price, like if you want to find a gift that's $25 and under, or you can bump your budget filter up to $100 if she really deserves a good gift. You can also filter by category like fragrance, handbags, and more. Macy's also offers gift lists like for moms who have everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. Some of the top gifts are Beats headphones, the Studio Pro models, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV The Frame. Let me tell you something. This makes shopping so much easier. I get panicked when I shop. I talked about it with Tom. I only shop for myself, so shopping for other people is really difficult, especially for my mom and Leanne, both mothers. But this is making it a no-brainer. So go to Macy's.com/giftfinder to find the perfect gift for this Mother's Day. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. And so then we found that the white dudes, my group, and David's with his family, obviously, my group was hanging by themselves. We weren't mingling. And I said, let's go in, like, let's mingle. I feel like we're talking about comedy or whatever the fuck we talk about. So we go into the living room, and they're like, you guys are leaving? And we're like, no, we came in to hang out. And they were like, oh, okay. Well, sit down. Let's watch Madea. Which, my guy, say this as honest. It's like something I'd never watch in a million fucking years.
Yeah.
Never in a million years would I ever watch a Madea movie, ever. It's just not on my radar of what I like. And you know I like movies based around hip-hop and stuff. It's just Madea. It seems like a church thing. It seems like it doesn't seem like on my radar of comedy. We start watching it, and to experience this with a large black family is fascinating. And I said this to them. But it's like, so Uncle Joe's best friend catches on fire in the beginning. Spoiler alert, he catches on fire in the beginning of the movie. And Madea.
God, you just ruined it for so many people.
Madea goes to get him a glass of water and then changes it and gets him a cup of water. It's a little joke. But someone in the back is like, oh, she's getting a cup of water, right? Like, like they point out the joke, which made you enjoy the joke a lot more, right? Yeah, so we start laughing. Then she goes to grab the hose. Someone goes, oh, the hose ain't even working. And it's like, it's commentary. The whole
I've been to black movie theaters.
Yeah, it was so enjoyable that by the time that the two gay dudes sit down with Uncle Joe, we're all fucking howling laughing. It made the experience so much better. It was almost like they were like putting spice on everything to make it better. And by the time the meal came, you're like, fucking salt this motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you gay motherfucker. Like we were crying. That's what Uncle Joe. I'm doing an impression of Uncle Joe. Am I getting canceled? And my point is, one of my favorite experiences I've ever had. One of my favorite experiences I've ever had that I could not. It was so much fucking fun. And now, I got to be honest with you, I want to watch Madea movies.
Yeah.
Because I slept on something that is good. It's the same shit I talk about with that fucking Luke Bryant concert.
Yeah.
Sleep on something that's good, and you do it out of like this, like, I don't know, I don't think I'd get it. And then why not look at that business model he's built where he's in Atlanta? What does he make? What's Tyler Perry make a movie for? I'm a guess $5 million. $10 million. I bet he makes $10 million movies.
Yeah, let's see.
5.5. 6 million. How much was Homecoming?
Well, they're going up also as he's gotten much more.
Yeah, but I bet the fucking good one was Diary, $20 million right now is what he's making him for.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
But he's getting paid.
I'm putting this out there. If someone could get us to Tyler Perry, God damn it, man. What the fuck's wrong with me? I'm not speaking at all today.
It's great.
Tyler Perry, I would love to take a meeting with Tyler. I'll fly to Atlanta to take a meeting with Tyler Perry and talk about how his business model.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking, all I could think, Tommy, was in watching that is how much fun we would have making a movie like Tyler Perry.
Oh, yeah. That's style.
Like,
yeah.
It's very simple. Meaning locations.
Yeah.
Very simple. Very like, I actually think I know exactly where he shoots it, in just outside Atlanta.
He has his own studios there.
Yeah. I think I know. I know exactly where he shoots it.
It used to be Army hangars. It used to be a base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's out in Peachtree City, right?
I forget. I was there once.
See where his studios are.
Yeah, they're
but like it's a brilliant business model. He's a fucking fascinating dude.
Yeah. If I can.
And you know when you do your own thing like that, it's like we say fucked up things on this podcast, and I think I know it's in Atlanta, but it's not, it's outside Atlanta. We say fucked up. This is the beauty of what it is. So like we say fucked up. I say fucked up things on this podcast all the time, and people that watch the podcast get it, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't watch the podcast, you take it out of context, then you're kind of a little bit of a snitch. You're like. Oh, look what these guys said. And that's the beauty about Tyler Perry's movies is like you could take things out of context and be like, look at what he's saying.
Sure.
But his character saying it, it's meant for comedy's purpose, and it was fucking great.
And his fan base is never going to do that. That's
no, 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 no. God, man, it was so cool. And it was cool to see them trending at number one on Netflix. They were number one this weekend.
That's cool. Yeah, look at this. Look at that studio lot. That's pretty cool.
I did a movie. Would you do a movie if you had to wear full fucking makeup, like full like prosthetics and stuff?
I mean, it depends on the part and the.
Can I tell you all I thought about when I watched this movie?
Being Santa Claus?
No, I really fucked up.
Oh, what?
I should have played Igor in my movie.
Oh, really?
I thought about that. I should have fucking
put on
prosthetics. Like a fucking forehead or something. And I should have played the train. I should have played Train Igor. His name's not Igor because it's too confusing. There's too many fucking Igors in this movie.
Yeah.
But I literally watched out and I went, God damn it, man.
Fuck.
I should have fucking played. How fun would that have been if you saw me come out and I was like, Strasbourgia, bitches. I would have done a horrible job and I'm sure I would have gotten in trouble for appropriation. Have you seen Britney Spears' Instagram?
Yeah.
We might have to cancel dinner tonight. I'm pretty fucking lit.
There we go. Dude,
I'm taking little sips.
Okay, we'll do this first.
What's the matter?
No.
No, speaking of what?
No, I it doesn't look good, man. This that one on the right there. Yeah. It's like it's all in the eyes, man. You can tell something is really off with somebody when you look in their eyes, you know? And like people who are mentally ill have a look in their eyes that you can't really duplicate.
Do you think she's
yourself.
Mentally ill? She looks great, by the way. Just to be fair, she looks fantastic.
Okay.
Do you think she is mentally ill?
Yeah. I don't mean like this is a. I mean, as somebody who has something, some issue that they need. help Ooh, with.
I just realized. I just realized something when you said that. I see these and I go, she looks beautiful. So
sure,
why not put these up? But the truth is,
look at her eyes, man.
The truth
look
is,
at her eyes. Does that look like, you know what I mean? Like just like regular, healthy kind of look in someone's eyes? I don't. No. To me, it doesn't.
The thing is. Is I look at those naked pictures and I
you jack off?
I saw them and I went, she looks great. Well, you know, her body looks great or whatever.
Yeah.
And, but I don't see the fact that someone took those, her husband, I'm guessing, or her fiance, took them and
look
then
her eyes,
and then posted them. They didn't wake up the next morning and be like, what the fuck did I do?
Stay
like
right
I've taken
there.
How many times have you taken naked pictures of me?
A few.
Yeah, and then I wake up the next morning and I'm like, hey, let's not, you know, obviously I was fucked up. Let's not do that. Right, and then you posted them anyway to Facebook, and then they got taken down. Thank God.
Yeah, I still have a bunch.
Good. I love Britney. I love Britney. She is such a fucking. But it's like, right now is like such. The judge for that conservatorship trial has to be like
I just feel like this is somebody who, at some point, will get the help they need and look at this time in their life and these photos and be like, yeah, I really needed some help back then, you know. That's how it reads to me.
Her fucking fiance is gorgeous. You seen this guy?
No, who's that?
He is fucking gorgeous. Sam Saragati or something.
This guy? Oh, okay.
Asagari. Look at this fucking jawline and this nose. His fucking...
Oh, yeah.
His body's gorgeous.
Jesus.
He's Iranian.
What is he? Is he a celebrity or like a...
No, I don't think he does anything. I think he's an actor maybe. He's an actor. Either that or he plays football.
He's fucking jacked.
He's jacked. He's gorgeous.
American. Okay.
So they got engaged. Tehran, Iran. He's 6'2". They got engaged. That's why they ended up going down to the beach. They got engaged. She bought him a fucking. Hey, go to his Instagram. Hey, do you know this watch that she got? They got. She bought him. Uh-huh. Or he bought himself now that he's the conservator.
Let's see.
You know it's a good watch when you're wearing gloves to put it on. What's this watch?
Oh, this is
what.
Oh my God!
Hey, Brittany, hey, Jamie Lynn Spears, you got to be fucking kicking yourself in your country ass right now. Going, how did we lose this conservatorship? Your boy's buying watches on the reg. That's got to be what, 215,000?
It's yeah. Those are so hard. Usually you have to get. You have to be in line. They're waitlisted, you know?
You know, sometimes you have to get your someone's father off their conservatorship to get one. I mean, what the fuck, dude? Like, this... Like, I mean, seriously? It's like... here's the deal, right? So, you guys get a hold of my money.
Wait, what does this guy do, though?
He's an actor. He's gorgeous.
Wait, he's an actor?
He's good.
He's a good actor. You've pointed out that he's gorgeous a number of times.
He's fucking gorgeous.
But, oh, so, okay, hacks, HBO. But, okay, he's an actor. All right.
See, I don't think what he understands is... This is negatively influencing his career. He doesn't understand that. It's posting a picture of you getting a watch, right? Now, clearly he didn't buy that watch. Brittany bought that watch for him.
Well.
No, there's no way he can afford it. I make more money than this guy. I can't afford that fucking watch.
I love when you're like this.
Yeah, but this is ridiculous. This is fucking ridiculous. But here's the thing. So you, okay, hold on. So you're in love, right? You're in love.
Okay.
Let's just say you're in love.
Let's just say I'm in love. Okay, hold on. I'm in love.
The girl you're in love with is worth, what's, type in Brittany's what, net worth? Give me a number. I thought it'd be more.
Okay.
The girl you're in love with is worth $60 million.
Okay.
Right? And you don't, and you guys are having a hard time getting like Uber Eats because you're not in control of the money. You can't go on vacation the way you guys want to because you're not in control of the money, right?
Right.
You can't get a car. Like, I mean, just drive around car. Like, you want a nice one because you can afford it. You have $60 million, but you can't get that, right?
She does.
She does. But you're just like, hey, we should have a second car. She's like, well, let's get a Yukon Denali.
Mm-hmm.
And the conservatorship says, no, you can get a Ford Explorer. And you're like, well, hold on. We were looking at them. We want the Yukon Denali. And they're like, you can get the Ford Explorer. And you're like,
right.
So you talk to her and you say, I think this conservatorship's fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. We should get rid of it. Let's go to court. Let's rally public opinion. You do that. You win your money back. As the boyfriend that's in love with the girl worth $60 million, Do you then do a video of you receiving a $215,000 watch? I don't think you
do.
That's the part that's a little gross about it, where you're like,
we got Uber Eats and I bought this fucking Aquanaut.
It's like to me.
Yeah.
And then also, do you film her naked on a beach?
Well, you're underestimating how much I'm in love with it right now.
Okay. Well, pitch it back to me.
I'm super in love.
It's Britney Spears. Now, pitch it back to me and I'll tell you what a hypocrite I am.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So you're having a tough time buying lunch.
Okay, all right. I'm fucking livid right now.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm livid. I'm fucking through the roof. If I got to go through Britney Spears' dad to get fucking lunch.
Yeah.
Keep it going. And by the way, Sam, I'm on your side on this one. Keep going.
And they give you a gas card, but they don't let you get a car. And you can buy snacks and stuff. And then...
And I got to deal with her dad going like, hey, man.
Hey, man.
What else did you buy at the Exxon?
Did you buy M&M's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I bought M&M's. I was fucking hungry. It's like, whew. That's amazing how quick I can flip-flop on my own opinion.
Yeah.
Keep going. Get me to the point where I get her naked on the beach.
He's like, you got six packs of gum? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Sam. Or Jamie, Lynn. Your daughter's worth $60 million, and you're kind of fucking handcuffing us here. We like gum.
So you then now.
I'm actually angry right now.
And I can tell.
I'm actually angry.
So now.
Because, I feel like this happens with my money. Keep going.
Really?
Yeah, with my wife. Are you kidding me? I have no control over our fucking money.
How come?
Keep going. Let's get to a fucking real place on this.
So. You go to court, they rule in your favor, and now you
have... First thing I do is I buy a fucking watch!
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm buying a watch, and I'm putting it on Instagram, and I'm letting her dad see, guess what, motherfucker? We're back, bitches.
Yeah, we're back.
God damn it, it makes so much sense.
Yeah, now you get it. Okay.
It's amazing.
It was amazing. You did flip pretty quickly.
Hey guys, welcome to our new segment on Two Bears, One Cape called Full Circle with Bert Kreischer.
Full fucking circle. Now...
I mean, he is gorgeous.
What's that?
He is gorgeous. She's really got a thing for, like, Middle Eastern dudes.
Really?
Yeah. Check out Britney Spears' ex-boyfriends. They all have dark hair. Justin Timberlake broke her heart with blonde hair, with blonde tips, maybe. And then she said, I'm going fucking ethnic. Look at this. Colin Farrell, dark hair, dark skin. Dane Cook? She dated Dane Cook?
Did she?
Who's the one in the middle?
That's Kevin Federline.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I mean...
You know Dane Cook has a pool swimmer? Have you seen that?
A pool swimmer? Yeah. Yeah, no. You mentioned it.
Fuck. All right, keep going. Keep going. No. Yeah, go back. Let me see your boyfriends.
Wait, hold on. I want to go to why you don't have any control of your money, you said. Let's get it to a real place.
I couldn't
place.
Even tell you how much money I make, to be that honest with you. I couldn't even tell you.
How do you not know this?
I don't know.
What...
I'll be honest with you. You like sometimes you'll tell me how much money I make on something, and I'll go, cool, and I'll tell someone else. But then that's the number I stick with for like 5 years. It's like remembering how old your kids are. Do you know how like people go, how old are your kids? You're like, I don't know, 4 and 6, and they're like, they're actually 8 and 10. You're like, same, whatever. But that's the bad example. But like, remember when they were like. 12 months and 6 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you'd be like, I don't know, 12 and 6 months. They're like, it's 18 months. You're like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm not aware, maybe a bad thing to say out loud to everyone listening, I'm not aware of how much money I make on a show. I know what my guarantee is, right?
Right.
So I write
But you know that, you know, like, two things you can always do. I mean, I'm just saying. You can always, and then you don't have to deal with anybody else, call your agent, be like, what did I make on this gig?
Yeah.
And you can always... call your business manager and be like, what came in from various things?
I'll tell you what I just started doing. This is going to blow you away.
Yeah.
I just started getting attached to the breakdown from the weekend, from shows. Like, you get a night breakdown. They tell you how much money you made. I just started getting that. I think it's bad.
You think it's bad?
Yeah. I like not knowing how much money I make because I save more money.
Oh, okay.
And then if you know how much money you make, then you, all of a sudden you're like, then it's funny. I liked it, and Leanne kind of keeps it from me a little bit. Like, she kind of, like, not keeps it from me, but, like, we get at the end of every year, I get, like, a pie graph of like where my money came from,
yeah,
how much money I made. And when you see that, you're like, oh, that was a good year. But I think I'm always stuck in Travel Channel money. I think I always think $5,000 a week. That's my brain thinks.
Got you.
$5,000 a week was, I remember making $5,000 a week on X Show, and I did the math wrong. I thought I was a millionaire. And I was like, I'm a millionaire. And my buddy Eddie was with me. He was like, you are. He's just like, you are. Let's go to Vegas. And I was like, let's go to Vegas. And so when we talk about strip clubs like the other night, and I talk about regret, can you go in and you spend $1,000 on strip clubs?
Yeah.
That's regret I don't ever want to live with.
But what about, what'd you do when you went to the strip club this time?
I spent money, but it was for everyone else. It was like, yeah, it was really actually really nice. I ended up talking to the fucking cocktail waitress all night. What happened when I went to the strip club, and this is what happened when I went to the strip club last night is I walked in and someone wanted to take a picture with me.
Yeah.
I said to the bouncer, hey, man, this has happened. We've gone to strip clubs on the road. I really enjoy them. I think it's growing up in Florida. Mm-hmm. You go there, girls are topless, you're having cocktails, you're talking, it's fun. I talked to Leanne, literally walking into strip club, I was FaceTiming with Leanne. And so, totally cool. But I said to the bouncer, I said, hey, man, just give me a heads up. People are going to want to take pictures with me. I need you to stop that. I can't stop it. Like, I can't, like, I look like a dick if I'm like, hey, man, I don't do pictures. You know, I look like I'm creepy. Like, hey, man, no cameras. Like,
yeah.
I'm in a strip club. I'm full access to everyone. So if they want to take pictures, they're going to take pictures. And he was super confused. He was like, you think people are going to want to take pictures with you? And I was like, hold on. I'm just saying there's no pictures in this strip club, correct? And he was like, no, they can take pictures. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be taking pictures all fucking night. And he was like, huh? He was a little bit.
They allow pictures?
I took pictures all fucking night.
Really?
Yeah, because the second I go in there, then.
I believe that people came up to you. I'm just saying I thought it would be a strange policy.
I thought so, too. I've had it happen in strip clubs before where I go to the. It never makes sense to them when I walk in. I always say, hey, man, just so you know, if someone wants to take a picture of me, I'm going to send them to you so that you can shut it down. Cause I don't want to shut it down. Because I want to take a picture with anyone that wants to take a picture with me.
Sure.
I also don't mind. The first time it ever happened was I was on Burke the Conqueror, and I had to go outside the strip club, and all the strippers put their clothes on, and they came out and took pictures, and I ruined the night for everyone.
Do you?
Brett Ernst was with me that night, and he was like, you fucking suck, bro. You fucking suck. So last night, or the other night, whatever, last night.
You go with the group? You go with the whole group?
Yeah. The whole group, we all went.
Did you guys, anybody get their pee-pee touched?
Just lap dances, like regular lap dances. But lap dances, so like lap dances, I won't get a lap dance now because because I got one time and someone videotaped me getting a lap dance. And I was like, I mean, and Leanne's cool with lap dances. Totally cool. But I don't want to be videotaped because out of context, it's that fucking snitch video.
Yeah.
Where you're like, ugh. And so then last night I was like, I'm not getting a lap dance because everything's out in the open. I'm not going to be where everyone can videotape me. And people were taking pictures of me in the strip club. And so I was like, hey, can I get into a private area where we can hang out and drink and stuff? And so we went back to the back, but it still wasn't private, just in the corner. And so people were still taking pictures of me, which I'm fine with. And look, I got nothing to hide with me and Leanne, but it's the fucking outside opinion of me being at a strip club.
I thought that would just be like a universal policy of strip clubs is not that.
Nope. Not in Texas.
Interesting.
Texas strip clubs are a little different. They're a little more like a party place.
Oh.
And so when we were at the people were like, hey, we're going to after this, I think. Take the name of the strip club out just so I don't want to get out because I'd like to go back there. But keep that part in. So it's.
So you went with people that were at the restaurant?
Yeah, went with a huge group.
Oh,
it's a birthday party. It's a birthday party.
So they told you we're going there.
Were they like, hey, we're going here? And I was like, well, we'll go with you. And they knew me. They were the chefs and the servers. It was the people that worked there was having the birthday party there.
Yeah.
So we went with them. It was great. It was really great. She was turning 49 and she was having issues with it. She looked fucking amazing.
You were like, I'm 49.
I was like, I'm 49. You look way better than me. She was like, there's no way you're 49. And I was like, this is what I'm talking about. It was like, by the way, to this day, I think strip clubs are one of the cooler things you can do at the end of the night, like late night.
They are very cool.
What's Christina's rule about strip clubs with you?
I don't have like a strip club
policy. She lets you know.
No, it's not really something that I've. Last time I was at a strip club, it was a bachelor party, and it was.
But some
a while
dudes
ago.
Have to call their chick and greenlight it.
Call and greenlight. Yeah, no, I don't think I would be like, "Is it okay?" But I would probably just mention that I had done it, or you know, was going to do it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want it to be like super secretive about it.
I remember Leanne was at Christina's bachelor party.
Oh yeah.
She was like, hey, there's a male dancer here.
Yeah.
I want to get a lap dance. Is that okay? And I was like, are we supposed to be green lighting with these with each other? Because I'm not really reaching out to you.
Yeah.
Hey, Leanne.
And they all blew him. You know that? They had a blowjob contest.
I guess he like painted Leanne's dick with her face with his dick. He was just like, bah, 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 bah. She was like, that was not what I thought it was going to be. I was like, really? She's like, that was aggressive. And I was like, yeah, yeah, it's a fucking it's a lap dance.
He's a male hoe.
He's got a donkey cock.
Yeah.
And he's going to use it on your fache.
For sure.
Nadav, when was the last time you were at a strip club?
I think the last time I was at a strip club, I watched a UFC fight. So like maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
I enjoy them. It's like a fucking.
It was a thing. It was a thing in Florida. For sure.
Growing up in Florida, that was how you spent the end of your night.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, you went to a strip club. That was the after hours.
Also, I remember experiencing only those for the first times, and then going to a strip club in North Carolina when I was in college, and I was like, "Oh my God! I guess the B team lives here." Like it is,
dude,
dramatic difference.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Tampa, Florida strip clubs are high end.
Yeah.
And it really does. It's funny, the grooming you get in Florida of how to behave in a strip club is a little different because like we go in last night and we grab a table in the corner, we kind of hang out, have drinks, and the girls come by and I'm always like, no, we're good. But like, that's not how everyone behaves. It's a lot of the, I think in Florida, maybe they get paid more because like I definitely, like I don't mind giving girls money to hang out with us and sit with us, but I don't need a fucking lap dance. I'm there to hang out and party, you know, that's part of the way Florida was.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Well, whatever. Right now there's people going, I'm going to a fucking strip club right now. I'm going to go to a strip club right now.
Yeah. Do you get conversation going with them? Or are you like, hey, how's school going? Do you talk to them about like what they're up to?
I talked to the cocktail waitress the whole night. She was like, I didn't know who the fuck you were. I was like, yeah.
Isn't that funny when people apologize? They go, I'm sorry, but I didn't know who you were. And you're like, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, I mean, sorry, man. I just never heard of you. And you're like, you already said it. I got it. Yeah. You don't have to say it again. And they're like, yeah, my bad.
Can I tell you what I hate, but I also do? You know I'm a hypocrite, right? Yeah. I am the worst. I'm the worst. And everything you say about me online, you're accurate. I am that guy. Any opinion I have, tear me down for it because I believe the other thing you believe also. I'm the worst. I hate when people go, like see you having a moment or like people are taking pictures with you and then some old white woman goes, who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I do it like, for me, it's a different thing, but I don't go, who are you? I'll go like, those are the words you have to use. Yeah. So who are you?
Yeah.
Like you say that. And I've done it. I do it like if you're shooting a movie or shooting a TV show and you have cameras around and people are watching and they're like, what is this? Right? Man, I did that right outside my neighborhood. They were shooting a thing and I was like, so what are you guys shooting? I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
And I hate when people do it to me.
Because you realize it's like.
It's a very natural instinct.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing is, at least I'm acknowledging what a broken individual I am. Yeah. But like, yeah, I do that. If I see a fucking TV set,
yeah,
like movie thing up, I'm always like,
what's going on over here?
You guys got a permit? Shooting a porn?
The other thing is I've had someone see me getting my picture taken, and then they go, I want one. And you're like, and then they go like, I had no idea who you are. I'm like, what? Like, what are you doing? They're like, I don't know. I saw other people taking a picture.
So that's the best one.
Yeah.
I that was happening in the strip club. As soon as the camera comes out in a strip club and you see a flash and a light, And then all of a sudden, everyone wanted pictures. And so I ended up sitting with the cocktail waitress who got me fucking wasted.
Yeah, you said, and then you're back on it today.
Yeah. She was awesome, man. She was so cool. She really was like, she was so cool that I was like, if you're trying to drug me and bring me back to your house, you're on the right path. Because she brought in Heinekens. She brought six to me and put them on ice. Mm-hmm. She was like, I don't want to have to go back and forth. And then sat with me. She goes, it's Tuesday night. Was it Tuesday night? Monday night.
Yeah.
She goes, our weekend ended Sunday night. Like, that's, we're done. We should not have anyone here. She goes, I guess you told people you were coming here? And I was like, I did. I put it on social media. Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe that was why I was taking pictures all night.
How do you not put that together?
Yeah, I did put it. I walked out
you po- shirtless. Posted.
I walked shirtless and then said, we're going beep. God damn it. Fucking cut those out. I'm suddenly going to be a part of this. But we, can I tell you what's crazy?
Tell me.
Rogan was sitting in the same seat I was sitting in
mm-hmm.
10 minutes before I got there.
Yeah.
Is that bizarre?
Somewhat. I mean, it's a popular restaurant and it's, he loves it. I'm sure everybody who lives here probably loves it. It's a really good.
How often do you go out to eat?
How often? Well, you know, right now we're on the road fucking.
No. With you and Push. You and the boys.
On a regular, I'm talking about right now for real or on a
right now for real.
I mean, not that often.
How often do you, Push, and the boys go out to eat?
Not often.
Really?
Yeah. It happens. Like,
have you taken a family vacation, like family vacation where, like family vacation yet?
Yeah, we've taken a couple trips. I mean, it's been a while.
Can I pitch that I go with you guys? Be a little bit of a rodeo clown. Fat Sticks shows up.
Hey, Fat Sticks.
Take him in the pool for a little while. Fuck around. Make sure no one drowns.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay.
I would love for me and Leanne to go on vacation with you guys, but here's the deal. We show up, same location we do,
mm-hmm.
and then I kind of like almost like I'm a ghost, right?
Yeah.
It's like, pretend the kids don't know I'm there, and I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? And they're like, oh, Fat Sticks. And I go, yeah, what do you guys want to go get some ice cream? And they're like, my dad's right there. And I was like, shh, don't tell him. Let's go get ice cream.
They would 100% ditch us for your ice cream.
What if
treats. What if
I was like the Santa Claus of vacations, where they didn't know if I was real or not? And like, our vacations are amazing. You know, Fat Sticks shows up.
I'll be like, come on, guys. Don't start making things up.
Yeah. And then.
Do you know what Ellis is doing?
We have to do that for
Do you know what
vacation.
Ellis is doing now?
What?
He goes, you have Candy Crush on your phone? I'm like, yeah. He goes, what level are you on? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't played in a while, but I was really good at it. So I'm up there. He's like, I'm sure I'm higher than you. And I go, I don't think so. And he goes, what level? And I go,
can I tell you you're not doing Ellis's voice right yet?
Oh, I'm not?
Not yet.
Okay.
Have you guys met Ellis? Ellis has got a stunt man's voice.
Yeah, he's got like a raspier. But he goes,
he's a man already at fucking four.
Yeah. Well,
he's a man. Like his voice is like, shit him out. You got a lighter? He's got that fucking, you know what I mean?
He's got a smoker's voice.
Like as you do it, you go, huh. But it's more like there's an energy to Ellis's voice that is so like danger is right around the corner and I'm looking for it.
Yeah. He likes it.
He loves it.
He loves anything that's breaking or like, you know, he loves like looking for.
But
the
his
best
energy in his eyes is so fucking bizarre because he. It's like he has big ideas, but he doesn't know what they are yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's true. An interesting fucking child.
When he goes, what level are you on? I go, I'm on. I don't know what level. I haven't played it in like.
Yeah.
I go 212. He's like, I'm on 108. So mine's higher. I go, that's not higher. And he goes, I'm on a million. And I'm like, I go, you're lying. He goes, no, I'm not. And I go, show me. Show me. And he goes, no, I don't want to do it anymore.
We should, this is going to sound aggressive. We should take one of Isla's eggs and one of Ellis's seeds. And in 20 years, mesh them together to make a child. And see what the fuck happens. See if we don't get a fucking Unabomber out of that.
That is a highly ethical proposal. I'm into it.
20 years from now, like at the end of our lives, we go.
We're dead in 20 years.
Maybe, right?
I'm fucking 42, man.
62. Yeah. So this is how we end our last episode of Two Bears, One Cave in 20 years. My name is Burke Kreischer. This is Tom Segura. And this is what we give the world. And it's just a baby that's like, just biting on the things, biting on the table. This is Ellison Isla's child. God damn it.
That'd be fun.
I was thinking about being a grandfather soon.
Oh, yeah.
I got time. But Georgia can't have a kid in like 15 years, right?
You don't think she's going to have a kid by then?
No. She's, what is she?
She's probably 18 or something, right?
17.
Let's say she gets knocked up freshman year next year. You'll have plenty of time.
I'd love that.
You would love that?
I would love that.
That's a weird thing to say.
I would love that. I got to be dead honest with you. I'd love it. Here's what I'd say. I'd go, George, totally cool. Mom and I are going to raise it. You go live your life. We'll never tell them it was your child. We'll say it's our child. You say it's your sister, and go live your life. Don't worry about it. I got it. I'd love it. I'd love it. I would
really
love it. I would love it.
I would wanna, fucking... You want a baby again?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, that's right, because you want to spread your seed.
Yeah. Well, I'm not done living life.
Yeah.
Like Leanne, I feel like Leanne is like
well,
now sun's setting. Time to get in our graves. Like, that's how Leanne feels about life. And I would love, a baby is so invigorating. Like, you guys, I'm jealous of you and Push. Like, when we hung out with you guys, just how much energy is in your house. And it's crazy because it takes a toll on you guys. I watch it take a toll on you guys.
Of course.
Like, I see it on you with your eyes where you're like, sometimes when you don't, when a lot of the, like, I love the razzle dazzle, right? Like, I love the energy, but I'm not there all the time. So I don't get all the razzle dazzle, but I miss it in my family.
Yeah.
I miss it a ton.
That young, the super young
energy. Yeah, because now it's like they come down. It's like you get them. My biggest thing is I used to love getting the girls donuts. I used to love it. My favorite thing in the world is go up, wake up early. You know, hungover, you don't feel like fucking having panic attacks, and you go, I'm going to change this buzz. I'm going to go get donuts. And then get donuts, get yourself a coffee, get Leanne like a fucking breakfast sandwich. And then the girls come out and go, hey, I got donuts. And then look in their eyes, for real? And you're like, yeah. Wait, is I up? And no. Oh, I can get anyone I want. I love that. Now it's coffees. It sucks.
Oh,
so
they
bad.
Want coffees.
Yeah. And
do they have special orders?
Yeah. Georgia wants a iced coffee sweetened. She likes sweetened. And Isla likes some fucking bullshit drink that fucking, it's not even like, there's no even caffeine in it. It's just fucking strawberries and shit. It's the dumbest drink ever. And it's, but it's now it's like, I lay in bed and I'll put in my order and go pick them up. But it's cool. I don't know. I just watching you guys live your life right now is so cool. I wish I lived here because I would love to be around it more.
No, I wish you were around more. That'd
be
great.
I know. I wish I was around more too. At my casket, here's what I want. I want regular casket down the sides, right?
Okay.
Regular top. Then I want a bump where my belly should be.
Okay. You got it. I'm sure I'll have to fight for that one.
Who do you think my casket bearers are going to be?
Like your pallbearers?
That's it.
You. I hope so.
You better speak at my fucking funeral.
I will speak at your funeral.
Are you going to cry?
I'm sure I'll cry.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll try not to, and I'll say something real snarky, and then I'll just like look out at, I don't know.
God damn it. I wish I could see that.
Kids, and I'll be like,
I wish I could see that. What would you say in, what will I say in Tom's eulogy? Because I'll probably be at your funeral. Two Bears Racing was a mistake. It's okay, Ellis.
Such a bad idea. You look at Julian, you're like, you still like cars? There's your dad wrapped around that pole.
I do think you're gonna die before me.
Thanks, man.
I think of that a lot.
You think about that a lot?
A lot. I think about that a lot because I know that I'm gonna have to deal with everyone going, it should have been you. I know that there's no way that I'm gonna be at your funeral and anyone's gonna look at me going, yeah, I'm glad you're here.
Fuck. Now I'd be really sad at your funeral.
Here's the deal. At your funeral,
yeah.
Here's when you die, I will continue to do Two Bears, One Cave, and I'll give your boys all your money.
I actually had this thought.
Is this a deal?
Yeah, because I actually thought about this Like, I thought maybe you would die this year.
Okay.
And
me too.
I actually thought, I was like, man, what would I do? And one of the like one of the first few thoughts, I was like, I'll keep doing the podcast so that they like to pay the kids.
Yeah, it was so good with you and David Spade.
That was good.
It was a really good episode. I fucking hate that it was that good. I do because but I'm such a David Spade fan.
Yeah, he's great.
I'm such a David Spade fan.
Yeah.
And I watched it and I was like, I don't like, just so we're all very clear, I don't like not being on the show. Like, it bothers me. It bothers me because I want to be on the show. I like this. This is my favorite thing in the world to do. And then when it was David Spade, you know, he texted me like before and was like, hey man, I was doing Two Bears, One Cave, and you didn't tell me he was doing it.
Yeah.
So I heard it from David Spade and I was like, motherfucker.
He was great. He was great.
But if you're telling me that I can get David Spade or David Spade adjacent.
Yeah. He's got
I'm dead, by the way.
Okay.
And you're telling me you'll keep doing Two Bears, One Cave.
Yes.
And then the same money I get from Two Bears, One Cave.
Will go to your family.
Goes to my kids. No, yeah. Not my family.
Your kids.
My kids.
Yeah.
I'm fucking, Leanne can fend for herself, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Look, she's set up.
Yeah, let her marry some gray fox who reads books.
Yeah.
Good luck, woman. But those kids.
Yeah.
George and Anna, they won't want the money at first.
Would it bum you out if she married like a former Olympic swimmer?
Won't happen. No. Let me tell you something. That lady leveled up with me. No, listen, here's the deal. We talked about this last night. I'm trying to think of the right way to say this. This is how I say it. I back into it, right?
Yeah.
I was a loser when Leanne met me.
Yeah.
That was her thing, I think.
Losers?
Was like, not the best guy in the room.
Yeah.
The guy that had big dreams.
Yeah.
But not a lot of follow through. The guy that had a lot of stories that maybe had some shady areas in it. We were like, for real, did that happen? Then she met me. Her type, right? Boom. I am a penny stock that turned into a fucking Fortune 500 company. And she will tell you. She saw it with me. She was like, I saw it. I knew you're going to be successful. Mm-hmm. Did you know? Because I was with you in the car. I didn't know I'd be successful. I knew. I didn't think you'd be successful, let alone did I think I'd be successful. No. Right? Fuck off with the whole, I knew it. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Like, did I know her tits would get bigger after kids? I didn't know that.
Right.
But they did. And I love them.
Yeah.
And it's part of the reason I'm still fucking here are those tits. Her tits are so awesome.
Really?
Her tits are perfect. I mean, perfect. And I wish I could have her in a strip club because she, like, I fucking love Leanne's tits.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful, man.
It's amazing how I don't know where we started, but I know where we ended up.
Yep. And I also feel like this is a good time to end it all.
No. We have other stuff to talk about. Real quick. Josh Potter, Mugshot Shoddy, MC Hammer.
Do you ever think about how much of a gangster MC Hammer is? Like, I'd heard these stories before, and I got down this rabbit hole this weekend again.
From the picture of Tupac?
Was it the picture of Tupac?
There's a picture. There was a picture circulating of MC Hammer, Tupac, Suge Knight.
Oh, yeah. Big Psych, yeah. So
Big Psych in that? Let me see Big Psych. Where's Big Psych?
Forget which picture. It's the one bottom left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one there.
Where's Big Psych?
Right there in the far left.
That's Big Psych?
Yeah. Right?
Oh, shut the fuck up. Man, I gotta be honest with you, man.
Yeah.
I love Big Psych, and I didn't know who he was. He was just like he would just do freestyles on Tupac's.
This might have been what prompted the, because I'd heard stories about Hammer before.
Yeah.
And I love hearing them, because they're like, Hammer will kick your fucking ass.
Yeah.
And he will get someone to do it too, and he won't really have to do much to make it happen. Like, his crew from Oakland is like a real, like, it's a tight crew. He runs with like street dudes, and he is the guy who, you know, it was like kind of like pop rap in a way. It was like families were buying the CDs and stuff. People were like, oh, Hammer's a sweetheart or whatever. And maybe he is. I mean, you know, I'm sure he is a genuinely nice guy. But they're like, you don't want to fuck with this guy. And then there's stories about, like, he got shit on by MC Search in a song.
I remember
right?
that. I remember
space,
that. Third base.
Third base, and put out a bounty on him.
For like 50 grand, someone to whip his ass,
yeah.
right?
And then Redman told that story about he was like, fuck Hammer and fuck your mama, and that he ran into Hammer on the last day of UMTV Raps when everybody showed up to, and Hammer was like, hey, Red, come here. Like, he goes, you know, I'm a fan. You're doing, you're young. You're doing, don't, no one talks about my mama. And he was like, okay, yes, sir. Like, he was like, okay.
Have you seen that last day of MTV Raps?
And not in a while.
I know we can't play this, but can you play last day of MTV Raps, Method Man? Method Man?
Yeah.
Not MTV Rapes.
Oof.
Oh, I thought that said. Method Man does a freestyle on the last day of MTV Raps.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking legit.
Well, everybody showed up that day. I remember it was crazy.
Go to YouTube. Yeah. Go to YouTube. There you go. Method Man. Which one? The Penguins jersey. Mm-hmm. That's Pinterest. Go to YouTube. Yeah, I know, yeah. But I want to hear it.
You want to hear it?
I want to hear it real quick. I like being inspired sometimes.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, there are countless Hammer.
Yeah, that's it. Method Man live performance.
That are worth doing a dive on. If you,
dude, I'll tell you what. Can we, hey, don't start yet. What if we did a Patreon, could we listen to music on Patreon? What if we did our live shows, but on Patreon? So we do these two shows when we're here, and then we do a late night drunk one where we just listen to music and talk shit, where like you have to pay for it because we talk bad about people.
I don't know. Maybe we could do something like
okay.
that.
Just like a normal.
Right, let me hear Method Man. Right. Am I not turned on in my headset?
Maybe.
I'm not. There I am. There okay. I am. All right. This is fucking awesome. I remember seeing this when I was a kid.
Let's see. I don't remember this.
What if it's as good as I remember?
Okay.
Look, it was just a wild freestyle on the last episode. Oh, this isn't.
This is it, right? No?
I don't think so, no.
I mean, this is the song. Is this what you're talking about?
No, it's not. He does a freestyle on the last night. But I'll tell you what.
Type in freestyle after his name.
Think about how different that is for that piano in hip-hop. Dong, dong, dong.
I'm sauteing them seeds with fried rice up in the wok. Without that MSG, the chopped celery. See, I made it. My flavor situated from the nickel plated. Mic just hot to leave your brain inflated. Plus, I'm thick like Quakers on papers. Both nations, MCs get turned to lower cases. Lettering and the medicine that I'm hollering. Get you hollering like Marvin Gaye when his father shot him in a chat. I roll with
his father shot him.
Imagine his insects that'll roll up in your rest. Huh? Some of my man's a cow. Hit me now.
Watch this. Here we go.
Yo, check it out now. Check it out. My mind's on the rhyme, ain't a damn thing funny. Getting money, please represent, kill the fraudulent sucker. Giving me the grill, nowadays everybody trying to keep it real. Fourth disciple, hit me with the 30-30 rifle. Beats from the streets, mega trifle. Rap gymnastic, flipping from the cradle to the casket. Take another pole, fantastic. It's the method, not the plastic. Man, coming down like hourglass sand, check the tactic. Flow PLO. Now you know the ultimate, and I'm legitin'. Peep the counterfeitin', or get snake bitten. Filled up with deadly venom. Johnny Blaze, get up in him. Play your mouth like Lee Denim. Can you dig it? Can a brother eat? Can a live it? Get some deeper. Whoever slipping, get the sleeper. Whole faces of that body code. Want some evil dead part two, swallow your soul. Yeah, and you don't stop. Extra B.
Man, I don't know if, I gotta be honest with you. Be real.
Yeah.
Are you as good of a comedian as Method Man is a rapper? It's a good question.
That specific comparison?
I think Method Man's, I know he's better than me.
At rapping than you are at comedy? Oh, wait,
I think, what if you're Method Man, I'm Red Man?
Okay.
Who do you think's better, Red Man or Method Man? I think Method Man. Well, I think Red Man has better freestyles. Like, yeah, I think yeah. Method Man is just so much more distinct. Like, I think if you go to your show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Red Man, you're Method Man. I can't believe this. I'm a more fun show, like more crazy, shirts off, maybe a little crowd work, fucking my wife calls, I answer it, right?
Yeah.
Your show's better than mine, but my show's more fun, right? Red Man's more fun, Method Man's better than Red Man.
I don't know that that's a I mean, I appreciate everything you're saying, and it's very like
you're Method Man, I'm Red Man.
Okay.
But holy shit, you're Method Man, I'm Red Man.
What I'm saying is that Red Man does everything like lyrically like a savant, some of the best metaphors.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
No, thank you. I'm very talented.
You're very
talented. It's undersold. Yeah. It's undersold. Dude, I'm Red Man. You're Method Man.
Okay.
It's undersold in the fact that like that Red Man's personality was bigger than his rap. Like his Yo MTV Cribs.
That's the funniest.
Was the funniest. And then I think most people know Red Man from that and forget he's a great fucking rapper.
Well, like everybody who like is hardcore hip hop.
Sometimes he takes his shirt off and they forget how fucking talented he is.
Both of those. That's true. He's very talented. Those dudes are jacked now. Have you seen them now? Now they're like over 50.
You mean Clifford and Reggie?
Yes.
Clifford and Reg. I love that those are their fucking regular
names.
They're
all they're both like workout maniacs now. Like they both are into like. I saw a video of Method Man pulling 500.
Method Man's jacked.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for this?
Yeah, dude. That dude's in his 50s, man.
Let's. This is a hard pitch.
Yeah.
To a soft audience.
Okay.
You do an episode with Red Man. I do an episode with Method Man on Two Bears.
I would love to do that.
And then they have them do one by themselves and there's it. By the way, their podcast will be so much bigger than our podcast. Wait, what the fuck? Method Man, Red Man, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Guys.
Do a fucking podcast. Two Bears, One Cave. Do Two Bears, Two Caves. We'll help you figure it out.
Yeah. Do Black Bears, One Cave.
Two Black Bears, One Cave.
Yeah.
Two Black Bears, One Cave.
Yeah. There's just a bunch of weed in there.
God, man. Do you know, but I mean, that is the thing that we got. You know, is like two friends who enjoy their company. It's
they're like great friends, man.
Spade and Farley, man. It's like, by the way, I didn't listen to the whole Spade episode. I don't know if you guys called me Farley and like that I was dying soon, but like,
no.
Okay, I'm just checking. So, but like, it's watching two friends really hang out.
Yeah.
And you feel like you know those guys and they know each other so well, they can say things they're not comfortable saying to other people. Dude, Redman and Method Man need a fucking podcast.
Absolutely. They should have one. Absolutely.
Dude, and I know for a fact. God damn it, man. I wish I knew. Do you know how to get a hold of Method Man?
Do I know how to get a hold of him? I have Ghostface number.
FaceTime him.
No.
FaceTime him.
Of all the guys.
Ghostface Killer.
Of all the guys in that clan.
FaceTime him.
That's the last guy you want to get that wrong with.
I might have the RZA's.
I would rather FaceTime RZA than.
I think I have the RZA's number. It's RZA.
Yeah.
No, it's so funny. RZA comes up and it's Andrew Schultz. Yeah. I don't have RZA's. I can learn how to make fucking tortillas.
I feel like Ghost is going to be like.
FaceTime Ghost. Give me his number. I'll FaceTime him from my phone.
Fuck no.
Please. Please,
no,
please, please, no. Please, please.
Call
please.
Somebody else.
Okay, let's think. How do we know? How can we get a hold of Method Man's number? Snoop.
You have Snoop's number.
Yeah. Oh, I got a new phone, though. He's not going to answer it. I got a new phone.
Where's your old phone?
My burner's in the bus. And by the way, if you still want to call me, I answer every now and then. I'm broken. Okay, ready? We're going on Twitter.
What are you saying? Who has Method Man's number?
Yep, this is 6 degrees of let's get this done. Hey, what's the Wi-Fi here?
I can probably get his number.
Stop. Hold on. We're not ending this. No, we're not doxing anyone. We're not wrapping this up until we get a hold of Method Man.
What?
Hold on. Give me a second. This can happen.
Okay, I'll tell you who to call.
Who?
Call Russell Peters.
I love this. Did you say call? I need to FaceTime. I don't call. I FaceTime.
Okay.
Oh, I turned my Wi-Fi off. I'm sure I should be on. I'm sure I have the login. We need to. By the way, hold on. Can I stop everyone from thinking I'm a fucking lunatic?
Okay.
We are offering Method Man a brand new line of business. Him and Redman should be doing a podcast. It yes. would be so enjoyable to watch them every week. Just fucking tap in, hang out.
Yeah.
It would be so fucking great. But all right, Russell Peters. Here we go. FaceTime. Clean out my bugs. Hey, what did you think about this hat? I thought you like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Minor league team.
That's one of their logos?
Oh, well, unshaved Russell Peters is sexy. Hey, I'm with Tommy.
Hey, man. Hey, congratulations. Gracias. Yeah. When did you guys tie the knot? When was that? Oh, de nada. Hey, buddy.
Hey, we're doing Two Bears, One Cave. So, yeah. So here's our deal, right? So we're talking about Method Man and Red Man, right?
Right.
And I'm saying that I'm Red Man, Tom's Method Man. And all of a sudden we had the brilliant idea, why aren't they doing a podcast? And so we would like to reach out to Method Man and or Red Man and tell them, pitch them on a podcast. Do you have anyone's contact where we can get in touch with them?
Raekwon was at my wedding. I could probably get met through Raekwon, but Lord Finesse lives with me, and he's friends with Redman. So, I mean, yes,
can you wake him up real quick?
Yeah, you know, I would love to do that.
So, hey, sorry, Russ. Sorry. You know whose idea this is, right?
I got big ideas, Russell.
You know what? I feel like this is Christina's idea.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Well, if you can start this ball rolling, we would like to get them to start a podcast. We think it would be really enjoyable, and we think it could help out.
Well, let's see what we can do. I will plant that seed for you.
All right. Thank you, Russell.
Sorry, my son's going crazy.
God, I miss these days. One day they'll be teenagers and they won't care about you.
He's hanging on to me like a monkey.
Oh, my God. All right, brother. Thank you. Miss you, brother.
Thanks, Bertha and Tommaso. Well, I'm around if you need me.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. We will. Bye. What a fucking great guy he is.
He's great, especially if you need to get in touch with a black guy. He's really, really great.
All right. Let's do one more shot of tequila and wrap this up.
Let's go.
We got
a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we got to do reads, right?
Yeah.
Let's go. All right. In summation,
yeah,
Red Man, Method Man.
I would love to watch that podcast.
I'll tell you what, first episode, you can do it here. We'll share fans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, everyone wants to hear you guys. I'm fucking hammered.
Okay. Thanks for watching and listening. We'll see you guys soon. Love you, Bert.
Love you, dude.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.